Welcome to Behold and Become, a podcast about faith with me, Robert Black. Welcome to episode 123 of Behold and Become. Today's episode is the next section of the Catechism, and it's a little bit shorter because this section itself is pretty short, and it serves as an introduction to the next couple of sections within the Catechism. And so the broad heading is called the sacraments. And the first question is, what are the sacraments? With the answer, the sacraments are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means by which we receive that grace. This definition has essentially become the textbook definition of a sacrament. In 1604, the English Prayer Book added a section which defines the sacraments, and St. Augustine said that a sacrament is a sign of a sacred thing. By the Middle Ages, theologians stressed that a sacrament is not only a sign of something, but it conveys that which is signified. In other words, a sacrament is both the medium and the message, both the road and the destination. Now, this definition has two parts to it, right? You've got the outward and visible, and the inward and spiritual. The outward, these would be the rings, the hands, the bread, the wine, the water. But these are not mere signs that are simply standing in for something else or pointing us to something. Rather, these outward and visible signs are how we receive and participate in the inward and spiritual grace. It's not that we remember the Last Supper and the Passion by looking at a painting of art or contemplating the words of Scripture. Rather, we experience the Passion and the Last Supper by participating and partaking of the bread and the wine. These symbols are the vehicles for that which they show us. But we have to remember, of course, that the object themselves are not the point. It's not that every glass of wine and loaf of bread makes the Eucharist. There's always something beyond the symbols. But that sacramental reality depends on the symbol. So another way of saying this would to say that not all symbols are sacramental, but all sacraments contain symbols. Now, what makes a sacrament special is that unlike any other forms of drawing near to Christ, the Catechism notes that these are sure and certain means of doing so. Yes, we might encounter Christ when we are stargazing, or taking a walk in the forest, or looking at a painting, or listening to a sermon, or listening to a symphony. But those are not sacraments, because they are not sure and certain vehicles of God's grace. But Jesus has promised to be with us in these sacraments each and every time without any question. Christ is present in the sacraments. And all of these sacraments, of course, have roots in Scripture. And we'll get into that when we look at the individual sacraments later in the Catechism. But the sacraments are guaranteed vehicles that bring us to the grace of God in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is why they are at the center of the church's liturgical life. Now, finally, the definition says that sacraments are the means by which we receive the grace of God. And so this takes us to the next question of the Catechism. What is grace? With the response, grace is God's favor towards us, unearned and undeserved. By grace, God forgives our sins, enlightens our minds, stirs our hearts, and strengthens our wills. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I'll tell you, grace has been transformative in my life. It was about 6 years ago that I came across the work of Mockingbird Ministries. You can find this at www.mbird.com. Now, Mockingbird is a group of mostly Episcopalians who share and repeat that same old song of God's gracious love. That's what a mockingbird does, right? A mockingbird has no song of its own. It just repeats the call that it hears of others, and that's Mockingbird Ministries' mission, is to repeat that sound of grace throughout the world. And through this focus on grace, I've come to absorb and internalize this message in a way that has made God's love tangible and transfiguring in my life. If you don't know of Mockingbird's website or podcasts, check it out. But grace, I think, is best captured by a verse in Romans, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This means that we did not deserve our salvation or belovedness, which means that if we didn't deserve them, that we cannot not deserve them. That is, we cannot lose these things. And this is true not only of ourselves, but of everyone. This is the message of the gospel, in a nutshell, right? That God's love is for us all because God loves us, not because we've earned it. Now, grace is described here as a favor, which is another way of saying that God is on our side, that God is for us, that God is with us. And again, this grace is not earned or deserved. It is given. This means that our sins are forgiven. Our deaths are overcome by the power of God. The result is that we are able to enjoy our salvation instead of worrying about whether or not we've earned it or are using it properly. The Catechism describes this as having our minds enlightened, whereas we might say repented, that is, we see things in the light of grace and mercy instead of judgment and deserving and fear. Our hearts are stirred in joyful and thankful response to the wonder of this indescribable gift, and our wills are strengthened by knowing that we are not alone, but rather Jesus carries our burdens for us. Alone, of course, our wills are broken and weak, but with Jesus we can strive to follow his way, knowing that we do so not as a way or a means of earning our salvation, but rather as a way of enjoying what's already been given to us. Now, I could go on and on about how glorious and beautiful grace is, but words will always come up short. Grace is the beating heart of our belief. It is the engine of good news. It is the fire that animates our faith. I highly commend Mockingbird Ministries to you all as a way of going deeper into that same old song of God's grace. And the last section of this short part of the Catechism is, what are the two great sacraments of the gospel? With the answer, the two great sacraments given by Christ to his church are Holy Baptism and the Holy Eucharist. These are the two sacraments that Christ clearly tells us to do. He says, go and baptize, and he tells us to share in the bread and the wine, his body and blood, in remembrance of him. Baptism is how we enter into the body of Christ, and the Eucharist is how we grow in this identity and belonging. And I will have a lot more to say about both of these in the sections of the podcast where we explore those later sections of the Catechism that focus on these two sacraments of baptism and Eucharist. So I know that this is a shorter episode than some, but this is coming out the week of Thanksgiving. I know that I'm busy. I trust that you all are as well. But I pray that this week is one of good graces and good thanks for all the ways in which we are blessed by the love of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you forever. Amen.